All right. Hey, setting the bar stories are always stories that help, you know, set the tone for your day, right?
Absolutely. These are situations that we hope yourself in.
Yes. And if, you know what, like, pregnancy brain is a thing, right?
Uh-huh. And so is mom brain.
Mom brain is a thing. So, that being said, if you can manage to make it through the day without celebrating your kid's birthday on the wrong date for over 2 years, you're doing okay. Yeah,
oh
so
my God.
Now Emily, she's a mom to four, so maybe we should just stop the story there and say,
yes,
all
I
right,
mean,
I get
wow.
it.
I get it. Right, end of story.
So anyways, she brought her 3-year-old to, you know, the pediatrician's office for a visit, for a checkup, whatever. The receptionist called back later and was like, hey, the insurance company's not covering the visit because you got the wrong birth date. The birth date we have on file doesn't match the one with the doctor's office.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, so Emily's like, that's weird because, you know, insurance companies, they get it right from the state, right? So she started scrolling back on her social media and noticed that for the past 2 years, she and her family had shared photos on February 26th announcing her kid's birthday.
Oh, wow.
When she scrolled further, she saw that Facebook post announced his birthday to be February 25th. That's when she realized, how? I made the mistake.
Oh, my God!
So they had been celebrating his birthday on the 26th when his birth date was actually the 25th.
Oh, wow. Now, see, I probably would have puffed out my chest and said, no, I'm his mother. I know. I was there, and the hospital got it wrong.
Right, exactly. So they had been, just because they got it wrong, or they celebrated it one time on Facebook, and so they just started celebrating it on the 26th when his birth date was actually the 25th. She told the doctor's office it was the 26th.
Oh, no.
She did all this stuff, right?
Oh, wow.
So, anyways, setting.
Oh, wow. Can you imagine the embarrassment of having to be like, yeah, you're right.
Right, oh, right. Oopsies. Yeah. You know what? Whoops. Sorry about that. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
Totally relatable.
Yeah, so again.
Like, that would totally happen to me. And to be honest, there's, like, every year, I have to stop and think, wait, is our wedding anniversary the 26th or the 27th?
Right.
Like, in my mind, I have to figure that out every year.
That is funny.
Yeah.
So, again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day without celebrating your kid's birth date on the wrong date for over 2 years, well, you're doing okay.
You know how you also avoid that? Make your kids' birthdays your passwords.
There you go.
That's not a good idea, though. It's not.
That's setting the bar on 99.7 DJX.